Since the beginning of the pandemic, doctors and parents have been especially worried about one group of kids, those with compromised immune systems. Conventional medical wisdom dictates that immunocompromised children are especially vulnerable, but research suggests that may not be true for the coronavirus. Liz Tung of WHYY's The Pulse has more.
Having to quarantine and take lots of precautions is nothing new for Karen Marsh and her 18-year-old daughter, Victoria, who live in Middletown, Delaware.
We've always kind of done what everybody is doing recently. So for the past 5.5 years, we've been conscious of who we're around and how they might be sick. And Victoria's had face masks.
That's Karen. And the reason their families had to be so careful is because 5.5 years ago, when Victoria was 13, she was diagnosed with osteosarcoma, an aggressive bone cancer that's tough to treat, and even tougher in Victoria's case because she has Down syndrome, which affects the way her body metabolizes drugs. One important treatment they've relied on is chemotherapy. It's helped keep Victoria alive. But according to Karen, there's a trade-off.
It just wipes out your immune system. She's really susceptible to getting all types of viruses. She just doesn't have the antibodies in her system to fight anything.
Even a common cold can be deadly for people with compromised immune systems. So a few months ago, when Victoria came down with a fever one night, her doctors told her to come into the hospital. There, they tested her for COVID, and the results came back positive.
So in my head, my worst case scenario is what you hear about on TV, where everybody's on a ventilator.
Karen watched Victoria like a hawk, waiting for all the dreaded symptoms she'd heard about on the news to appear. But except for a slight cough, none of them ever did.
Never felt crappy, never got sick, never was nauseous, never had aches and pains.
After a few days, Victoria was back to normal, which to Karen felt like a miracle. How could it be that people with regular immune systems were getting so sick, even dying from COVID, while someone like Victoria had emerged basically unscathed?
Because in reality, when you think about it, the immunocompromised children should be at greater risk.
But according to Saul Wasuliman, an infectious disease physician, that's not what's happening.
They are not getting sicker, which has been a really fascinating discovery that none of us really expected.
Suleiman works at Nemours, the same hospital where Victoria was treated. And as part of her job, she sees a lot of immunocompromised kids. Kids like Victoria, who are getting chemo. Kids with genetic immune deficiencies, or HIV. In other words, kids who are often very sick and very vulnerable. Which is why, as the first cases of COVID were being reported in the U.S., children's hospitals across the country tightened up their safety guidelines.
We were very worried that the immune-suppressed patients, solid organ transplant patients, bone marrow transplant patients, that they were going to be the most severely affected because we know their immune systems are not at a normal, healthy place.
They even put a hold on non-emergency organ transplants. But as the weeks went by, Suleiman says, they realized the immunocompromised kids were actually doing pretty well, with mild symptoms and low rates of infection.
And that's across solid organ transplant, bone marrow transplant, you know, primary immune deficiencies, patients with cancer getting chemotherapy. So it's not just one specific group and their immune defect. It's sort of across the board.
It didn't seem possible. But as it turned out, researchers across the world were finding the same thing.
The severity of disease doesn't seem to be associated significantly with immunocompromise in a way that you would expect.
That's Philip Zachariah. He's a pediatric infectious diseases physician at Columbia University Medical Center and hospital epidemiologist at New York Presbyterian Hospital. Over the past few months, Zachariah has not only cared for COVID patients, both kids and adults, he's co-authored a study designed to figure out how COVID-19 behaves and which kids were most likely to get sick. Months and several thousand patients later, scientists have started getting a grasp on what the people who are getting really sick seem to share.
One of the common threads underlying severe COVID-19 seems to be some dysregulation of your immune system. And particularly in adults, on day 5 to 7, there appears to be this overexuberant immune response, which seems to lead to a lot of the damage that is happening.
You might have heard of cytokine storms, a phenomenon where the immune system overreacts and releases so many cytokines, a kind of protein, that they start attacking the body. This, again, is Saul Wasuliman.
In some infections, the immune system goes so overboard that it then causes more problems, which we have absolutely seen with COVID-19 infection and this intense amount of inflammation that we see.
Scientists think this might just be the key to why immunocompromised kids are doing better than expected. It's not just because they're kids. It might actually have something to do with the fact that their immune systems are weakened. You might have heard of multi-system inflammatory syndrome. It's basically the kid version of cytokine storms. And what's most interesting about it is who's getting it. Namely, kids with totally normal immune systems. As for immunocompromised kids, so far they've been relatively safe. Of course, that doesn't mean families or hospitals should cut any safety measures. Scientists say it's still too early to know for sure what's happening. But at the very least, it's good news for kids like Victoria and parents like Karen. For Here and Now, I'm Liz Tung.